But on the phone, we have a fan, a listener, who I didn't tell I was going to be in his neighborhood. I was on the ferry, just maybe a mile away from Brian and Everett's house. But he's called. He's listened to our show for years. He's for the year that's been on. And he's written a couple songs. I once made a comment that he had an inconsistent mental disposition, so he wrote a song called...
He ripped off that, that's for sure.
He's got some fans out there in the Morning Sedition listening audience, and he wrote a song about Al Franken. But apparently, Brian's got a song about us. Is that true, Brian?
Am I on the air right now?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Good morning, Everett. It's 3:22 a.m.
In Everett.
Only non-felon awake at this hour.
You all right, man?
Oh, I'm fine. Hey, you know, my schedule is fine. There's the one to go to sleep and the one to wake up.
So. Okay.
I just wake up with coffee, that's all. But I do have a song, and by the way, the songs are $5.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll get that right out to you.
Nothing. It's all about the Lincolns, man.
Yeah, I know. Sleep. Okay, well,
this is a song. I know you've got, what is it, Red Hot Chili Peppers as your opening theme?
That is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, yeah.
And there's something about this life is more than a reason. I don't know what the hell, but I did write a song.
Okay.
And if I could just tap this out real quick here.
All right.
And it'll cost you $5, but don't pay me.
Okay.
Because when you pay the debt, I can't control you.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? This is for your show.
Okay. Thank you.
Sharpen your pencil, sharpen your brain. They're abstract and existential and they'll ease your pain. The facts and the fury and the funny for all. One's a little kosher and the other halal. It's the latest edition of Morning Sedition with Mark and Mark. Don't be stupid.
Right.
Thank you, Brian.
Very nice, Brian. I'm going to go out and slaughter a lamb for you now.
Huh?
I'm going to slaughter a lamb for you. I'm not really halal, but it sounds good.
Well, you said you had your friend on, your Gilman friend the other day.
Yeah.
He said salami bagel or something like that. He was doing the salami bagel talk and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I missed that. Oh,
salami? That must have been Gilman because I don't eat red meat.
No, it's the Islamic peace greeting or something.
Okay.
Oh, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, salami bagel to you. And
oh, God. Oh, Lord.
All right, Brian. Hey, buddy, you okay, man?
I'm grooving, man. Everything's good.
Okay, you know, I was on the ferry going to a Whidbey Island.
You could have dropped by and slipped me some of that celebrity juice, man. You could have, you could have at least, said, hey. I was on the boat.
You're
as afraid of me as I am of you.
I was on the boat, man.
Oh, this is going to a real wrong place. I
went on a date to Whidbey Island one time.
Oh, yeah. I was on a boat, and I was actually thinking, like, where's Everett from here?
Did you go to the Mukilteo Ferry?
Yes, I did. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. In the neighborhood. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I didn't stop by. Next time, I'll make sure to let you know I'm coming. All right, I take that back.
Most sinister laughs since Vincent Price on Thriller.
Here he comes.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Okay, Brian, you take care. Thanks for the song. We'll send that.
The Maronites, okay?
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
The Maronites.
Yeah. One kosher, the other halal. Oh, my God.
Salami bagel to you, Brian.
Right.